around your changing world. All things that are going wrong. Then you ask yourself what's going to happen next. How much more can it go on? Then you look beyond your local scene. All the things are just the same. And you wonder if man is really sane, doesn't want to take the blame. But this world is just like it would be. Foretold in times and days gone by. Long ago these things were told to us, but mankind had made a fall. Now we find that many things go wrong. Problems man cannot resolve. Blaming things on lives that were before, been the same in days of old. What we see and feel today, someone else has felt before. All the things we feel have happened just today. I'll repeat from another day. Yes, we know that things will be the same. If we carry on this way, never changing, never wanting to erase, thus we blunder on our way. But this one story comes to mind of a man of long ago. Just one man who died upon a tree. Yes, he died for you and me. He died that all the world might see a brand new happy way of life. Crucified, our sins he had to bear. That we might all be free. Still, you might just question in your mind, was this man really real? Well, the proof is written in his word and in how the Christian feels. Jesus came and took away all sin from the world which knew him not. Came because his Father loved the world and he wanted all men to be free. This man who came to us, this man who once was here for all to see, came by lowly birth. He came to us, born in a stable. He came to save mankind anew, that we might be the chaste ones for his holy way. But all the world has scorned him then, scorned him for the things he said, scorned him for the life he lived, scorned him for the faith he had. Scorned him for the things he did, raised men from the dead, cured deaf and blind and dumb, changed the life of each sick one. Thank you. Sorrow and song.